Hello, this is the Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. FedEx says it will end its ground delivery contract with Amazon. The current agreement is set to expire at the end of this month, and FedEx has previously said it will not renew Amazon's US air cargo contract. Purported marketing materials for Samsung Galaxy Note 10 and Galaxy Note 10 Plus leak. It reveals a 6.3-inch Note and a 6.8-inch Note Plus. Both devices also feature a hole-punch-style selfie camera and a new S Pen with gesture controls. Samsung is expected to announce the devices at its Unpacked event in New York City. Nintendo plans to release more versions of the Switch, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal. Nintendo has already announced Switch Lite, but the company is reportedly working on additional models to extend the Switch's life cycle. It comes as Sharp VP says the company is producing higher-end IGZO display panels for a video game company. Microsoft announces the closure of its develop-centric MSDN magazine, which has been publishing in various forms for more than 30 years. The publication will shut down in November. MSDN magazine offers technical guidance to developers, and Microsoft says it's creating a digital archive of the magazine and making it available online. Apple will restrict background access to iOS 13 for apps that let users make VoIP calls. Apps such as WhatsApp are currently able to collect data while not in use, but the change will only allow them to receive incoming calls. Sources for the information say it will force Facebook to change how its messaging apps work. Twitter says a flaw in its ad system may have shared user data with marketeers even if a user has chosen to opt out. The company disclosed two bugs, one that tracks ad conversions and a second that relates to ad targeting across the web. Twitter says it's still assessing how many users were impacted. This was your shot of tech coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.